This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Best-selling author Patricia Cornwell has sold over 120 million books, including her first novel, Postmortem, while working as a computer analyst at the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner in Richmond, Virginia. It was the first bona fide forensic thriller, leading the way for an explosion of entertainment featuring forensic science. Her Kay Scarpetta series paved the way for the popular TV series CSI Crime Scene Investigation. Her new novel, Spin, is the second in the Captain Kelly Chase series, a former NASA investigator and scientist turned Space Force pilot. Over 2.5 years of research exploring advances in cyber technology and the evolution of law enforcement and security techniques. We'll talk with Patricia Cornwell next on This Week in America.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0430. 877-360-0430. 877-360-0430. That's 877-360-0430.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Spin, the highly anticipated thriller from number one New York Times bestselling author Patricia Cornwell, the second book in her Captain Chase series, the first, the runaway international bestseller Quantum. Spin is now out, available wherever books are sold. Captain Kelly Chase races against time to thwart a plot that leaves the fate of humanity hanging in the balance. Patricia is one of the top best-selling authors of all time, over 120 million books sold in over 100 countries, including her Dr. Kay Scarpetta series, an international phenomenon, launching the boom of forensic crime television, movies, and books. Her novels and iconic characters known worldwide, winner of numerous awards. Patricia Cornwell, author of the heart-pounding thriller Spin, joining us on This Week in America. Patricia, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Oh, it's wonderful to be here. Thank you so much.
An exciting time for you and for us as readers looking forward for months for Spin to come out. Now, in Spin, you've got a change of worlds genres for you. You went on an extensive research journey, including unprecedented access to top secret government facilities. What was this research like for you in writing Spin?
Well, if you're gonna investigate space, you have to go to these top secret facilities because space is secured and basically explored by NASA and now Space Force, which is the militarized version, basically, of space exploration. These people are going to be the guardians of our universe because everything that happens above the surface of this planet impacts every single one of us in ways that are phenomenal if you really start knowing the details of what goes on, not even just hundreds of miles above this planet, but thousands of miles above this planet. So, you know, the Secret Service, for example, you wonder, what have they got to do with space? Well, they've got a lot to do with everything, because one of the big parts of what they do is cyber investigations. We have a whole new breed of investigator that I call, the military actually came up with this term, not me, cyber ninjas. And these are the people, when you think of the hacking that's happened in this country right now, that we almost forget about because of everything else going on, there are so many invisible enemies, and we have to have people that know how to ghost hunt, so as you might say, like Ghostbusters almost, with their spectrum analyzers and other things they use to track down rogue signals that might tell us somebody's got a surveillance device on them, or there's a cell phone in a room where there shouldn't be one. So it's really, it was amazing to me. You know, the forensic world opened up a universe of things I'd never imagined, but this recent research has done the same, and I think people are going to have a lot of fun going along for the ride. I take you up in a rocket, and you'll be flying a space plane up there by the end of the book.
Well, you know, they said you missed your calling. You should have been an astronaut. I mean, you're there with Peggy Whitson, the, you know, record-setting astronaut. You had real. Well, in fact, you said it was like an you said it was like an endless candy store. This was fun, wasn't it?
You know, it's actually was nerve-wracking, a lot of it. And no, I don't know that I would myself make a great astronaut. I think I'm a better writer. I think I should stick with my day job. I do a little bit enough of everything just so I can describe it for you so you can feel it and make it real, whether it's an autopsy with Dr. Scarpetta or going up in a, you know, basically what's like a SpaceX rocket, you know, with Captain Chase to go, you know, deal with a rogue weapon, some kind of spacecraft that's 22,000 miles above the Earth that's brain damaging satellites of the U.S. and our allies. And you can't see, it's not showing up on radar, whatever's doing this, which is bizarre, and nobody can figure it out. So Callie Chase has got to go up there. So, you know, those real people who do that are simply amazing and remarkable. But what I want to encourage people to understand is space is for everybody. It's not just for the geniuses and these physically fit people that can do spacewalks like the ones we've watched. It's about all of us, and the technologies apply to all of us. And the ones that you're going to meet through Captain Chase may very well be ones that some of these people will be doing, some of the audience right now, whether it's flying cars or jetpacks or maybe growing up to go into becoming a guardian with Space Force. You never know.
Well, you take us into space. You sort of looked into the future, and you share that with us in Spin, with us on the program, New York Times bestselling author Patricia Cornwell. Spin now available wherever books are sold. Captain Chase is an interesting lead character called a brilliant and unusual heroine. This, I understand, what started out as talk about creating a female Bond-like character, and all of a sudden that evolves into Captain Chase.
Well, you know, yes, 4 years ago when I thought I decided I wasn't going to write any more Scarpetta. And by the way, that's not true. I am writing one right now, but we can talk about
fantastic.
That later.
Fantastic.
But the thing is, I was asked, you know, about, there was a lot of talk about a female James Bond. And of course, we already now have things like that. But what it got me thinking about is if I did start all over and created a hero like Scarpetta today, where would I go do the research? Because I wouldn't go back to the medical examiner's office or those or the forensic labs. I've done that. And I thought, I'd go to NASA. And so I started exploring those technologies, not really knowing how I was going to craft a story out of it, because space is not easy to get your hands around. But the thing that was really cool is I discovered that NASA has a protective services department, you know, their own police, in other words. And some of those people are actually scientists also at NASA, if you can imagine. So Callie Chase is also a cyber investigator for NASA. And that means that we can get into crime. And her big adversary is Dr. Neva Wrong, who is the Darth Vader of the biotech billionaire, of basically the tech billionaire world. And I will just add that unlike Scarpetta, the Captain Chase series is supposed to be just a little bit campy, because, you know, it's supposed to be kind of fun.
Yes.
And at times you might laugh a little bit, but it's still very serious and suspenseful. But, I follow the research and then I start beginning to realize the story. That's how it always works.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned the Scarpetta will be back. That will be good news. People that are reading Red Quantum, now reading Spin, they say, I want more. Are you working on a third book in this series?
Well, I haven't started a third book in this series yet. I mean, I have thoughts about it. But whether it's even the next Captain Chase or even the next Scarpetta, some of these technologies that I've learned are you're going to see. And it's not just because science is cool, because not everybody thinks it is. But I will tell you what that you should know is that science is in a magnificent toolbox. And if you want to unlock mysteries and find out, like, the fleck of paint that is the make and model of a car that hit somebody, or the DNA that shows that this serial killer actually took out this victim in a different state, or you want to know maybe where we're from, what's our DNA here on this planet tell us about where we might really be from? Are we really originally from Earth? Do we know that for a fact? Because if you start looking at the science, and the more we discover of all these other planets and out there, that some which may be even more like Earth than we ever thought, we do need to start questioning the little bit of conceitedness. Yes. That might make us think that we're the only things out there. That not only does that sound silly to me, but I find it a very depressing thought, and I don't think it's true.
Well, we're so looking forward to Spin, which is now available. I saw you in an interview say, when I do it well, it makes me happy. You did this well. You must be ecstatic now with all the success you're having with Spin, and we're looking forward to picking up a copy. Available wherever books are sold. Our guest, Patricia Cornwell, New York Times bestselling author. Patricia, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0430. 877-360-0430. 877-360-0430. That's 877-360-0430.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0430. 877-360-0430. 877-360-0430. That's 877-360-0430.
let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast and beyond, This Week in America. The sweet, heartfelt poem, The Great Realization, was written by Thomas Roberts to provide comfort for his younger brother and sister, both 7, in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Thomas had just launched a YouTube channel and decided to post a video of his poem. Well, it quickly became an online sensation, viewed by more than 60 million people, worldwide media attention, praise from Hollywood celebrities including Jennifer Aniston, Drew Barrymore, Khloe Kardashian, and Jake Gyllenhaal. And now, The Great Realization is a beautifully illustrated children's book, reminding young readers and all of us that a better tomorrow lies ahead. The Today Show recently selected The Great Realization as a book to ease kids' anxiety about coronavirus. Thomas Roberts is a 26-year-old spoken word poet, performer, and filmmaker, called a modern poet with a brilliant mind and a kind heart. Born in New Zealand to Welsh parents, now living in London, The Great Realization's message of hope and resilience has captured hearts of children and adults all over the world, and author Thomas Roberts is our guest on This Week in America. Thomas, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
That was a lovely introduction. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's a lovely poem that has touched so many people, and I hate to really call it a children's poem or a children's book because we can get so much inspiration and hope out of what you wrote in The Great Realization. Let's go back to how this project began. What was the idea behind the poem, and any idea when you started it would turn into this international media sensation?
Well, I had absolutely no idea whatsoever. It all came about because I've been working as a freelance filmmaker, and I was working for a big company, and I was making the videos that went on their Instagram account. And when lockdown hit, my job just vanished. You know, it wasn't even that I got fired. It just ceased to exist.
Yes.
So I moved back in with my dad, my little brother and sister. My dad is an epidemiologist, but he was called back to work in the hospitals in the UK. So really, you know, all day I was looking after these two little guys, and they have so many questions, you know, and I was supposed to be the adult with the answers, even though I think so many of us don't have answers in this strange year. And so, you know, I started the channel really as a way of giving us projects that could keep our mind occupied, and also a way of hopefully feeling useful, you know, in our community, because I think the medical professionals are, you know, the heroes of this time, but I also really didn't want to feel like the creative people, you know, just had to sit back and wait for all of this to blow over. You know, I really thought that if there was anything I could do that was useful, it was worth doing. And so we started making these videos, and this one was based on a strong feeling that I had that I didn't want to wish for things to go back to normal. I think we can do better than that. You know, I was instead hoping we could use how disruptive this time is to improve a lot of things.
You know, what's fascinating about it is in the beginning you talk about the world that you lived in. You're talking to your younger brother, 7-year-old brother, is actually with you on the video that you've done. This poem is so well thought out. It is so well constructed. It is so well presented. How long did it take you to form these thoughts? It's almost sort of like this was bubbling up inside you for a while, and here was an outlet for you to sort of explain where you think the world has gone, and hey, maybe we can find a silver lining and take it in a different direction.
No, you're completely right. I've been feeling these things for a very long time, and I believe very strongly that many people have been feeling this way, but I think, you know, we're so busy, you know, so frequently, and it's really difficult, I suppose, to step back and analyze a situation because, you know, we've got meetings and we've got social lives and we've got, you know, familial responsibilities and all of these things. And suddenly there was this moment in time where, you know, from my perspective, it seemed like everything stopped, you know, and all of the, you know, all of the busyness that occupies so much of our lives was kind of pulled away for a moment, and you know, we were able to reflect and to analyze. And so it was really in this moment that I started to, I think, become very conscious about, you know, the things that I wanted to put right, and maybe I don't have the power to put them right on my own, but the things that I wanted to talk about, and also the things, you know, that I'm incredibly grateful for, you know, that, that are prevalent in the world.
Yes.
And, you know, the poem was an attempt to distill all of those things into, you know, into a three minute story.
Well, it was perfect. It captures your attention. You were talking in an interview about maybe sort of allow all of us to rejig, to sort of refocus on where we want to go. And that's a perfect description of where we are and if we can take advantage of that. Thomas Roberts, our guest on the program, poet, filmmaker, his heartfelt poem, The Great Realization, a hopeful tale of a post-COVID-19 world, now a beautifully illustrated children's book. It's available wherever books are sold. You look back to where we were and where we're going, and it's interesting. You talk about the government's shutting us down. You do it in a very poetic way. And you say, but while we were all hidden amidst the fear, and all the while the people dusted off their instincts, they remembered how to smile. Talk about that, because we can really dig down deep, can't we, when we have to, as people, to survive, to exist.
Incredibly, incredibly so. I think people are deeply, deeply resilient, and I think people can weather incredibly difficult moments in time and incredibly difficult periods. And I think people just need a little shred of hope, you know. I think people need something to look forward to. And when, you know, when populations are starved of that for too long, it can really, you know, it can really start to feel like, you know, fear and anxiety.
Yes.
are like this cloud that are hanging over all of us. And I really think instinct, you know, we have these instincts, which are, you know, that of community, and that of caring for one another, and that of being useful and taking responsibility and all of these things. And I think, you know, sometimes it takes a moment like this to remind us of those things. And, you know, I wish it didn't, but that seems to be how it appears to me, at least.
Well, you talk, and it's pointed out in the poem, The Great Realization, now a children's book, illustrated, beautifully illustrated. You'll find the book wherever books are sold. You talk about hope and fear being sort of self-fulfilling prophecies. If we think we should be fearful, we will be fearful. If we think there's hope, maybe we'll find hope at some point. I love in the poem you go, and so when we found the cure and we're allowed to go outside, we all preferred the world we found to the one we left behind. Old habits became extinct and they made way for new, and every simple act of kindness was now its given due. Do you think maybe we will actually find this coming out of that happiness, that peacefulness? Do you think maybe we can all find this coming out of this terrible situation?
You know, I hope so. I really think that it's for all of the difficulties that have come with it, and I'm not blind to those, you know, to those things. I'm not naive to how much suffering this moment has brought forward. But for all of these things, I think people are also noticing things. You know, they're, you know, certainly, you know, certainly in my family, I've actually never spent as much time interacting with my little brother and sister as I have done in the past 7 months, you know, and they've been alive for 7 years. And I think that it's very easy to get caught up in your own sense of self-importance, and I'm guilty of that so frequently. And I think what this period has done for me, you know, in particularly, is it forced me to take a little bit of responsibility, and it forced me to, you know, look beyond my own self-interest and actually, you know, be responsible for the happiness of, you know, these two little people. And then, you know, with what's happened with the poem, with my slightly wider community. And I think people really need that. And I think if people, you know, voluntarily adopt responsibility, I think that's where you find the meaning in your life. I really, really believe that. I don't think you find much meaning in your life when you're living purely for yourself. And that's what I'm kind of talking about in that line about preferring the world you find to the one you left behind. You know, it'll be the same world, but you'll look at it in a different way, I think.
This is where art can be there out front as a leader, and Thomas is with his poem, The Great Realization, now the beautifully illustrated children's book, which is available wherever books are sold. A couple minutes left. I'm going by too quickly. I want to talk about, once you posted the YouTube, did you have any idea this was going to go viral, certainly to the extent, what were your expectations and the reaction when suddenly you read Khloe Kardashian and Jennifer Aniston really love what you're doing?
Well, I have to tell you truthfully, I had no such expectations. I think I would be fairly deluded if I had. You make work, and I think this is true of, you know, so many people that creatively make work and express themselves. I think we hope, you know, we hope that our, I like to think that it's not about the ego. I like to think that we hope that our work can be useful to other people, you know, and yes. Having lots of people watch something that you've created and send positive feedback, you know, gives you a sense of, okay, you know, in that moment, you know, my thoughts and ideas were useful to someone else. And I think that's a really, you know, a really humbling feeling. In terms of, you know, Jennifer Aniston and Khloe Kardashian, I think there are certain individuals in this world that we all hold on these pedestals, you know, and we all look at them and kind of revere them almost because of the work they've done. And I think when those people make you aware that they're aware of your work, I think it's really difficult to get your head around that. But obviously, I'm very thankful and grateful about that.
You know, it's interesting. You do the video. It becomes a viral sensation, viewed millions of times. So you're riding that wave, probably thinking, okay, this is going to be fun, but this will end at some point. And then I got about 2 minutes left here. The book deal comes about, and now it's like starting all over again with this worldwide, beautifully done book. How did the book happen?
Well, I was very lucky, you know, because of the amount of people that viewed the video. Many publishers reached out to me, and one such publisher was HarperCollins, who, you know, have published so many books that have been so useful to me in my life. So I was thrilled to be able to work with them, and we worked with this incredible Japanese illustrator, Nomoko, who treads this line between literal and abstract, I think, in such a gorgeous way, you know, and she told the story through color and through imagery. And it's been a very busy 3 months, but now I have physical, you know, memento of the time that is, as you kindly said, which is available in many, many places. And so I hope people can enjoy this.
And you can also get information at Thomas's website, which is probably tomfoolery.com. We'll have that up on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and see what else he's doing. Now, you've got a screenplay. I mentioned a filmmaker, a screenplay you're working on. This is about a poet who becomes famous overnight, and you're going to tell me you were working on this before you became a poet that became famous overnight.
The world has an incredible
Yeah, isn't it?
I've been trying to make it as a filmmaker, and I've always been interested in poetry. So I'd written a screenplay about, you know, a poet and his manager mate who moved to the big city and become a hit. And I didn't know what was going to happen with the screenplay. And then, you know, something far more interesting has happened with it. You know, I feel like it's become more of a documentary. It's been very ironic.
Such a pleasure to have you on the program talking about the Great Realization, started as a poem, a YouTube sensation, and now an illustrated children's book available wherever books are sold. Thank you for sharing some time with us on the program.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.